This is another episode of Funky Friday. I know you miss me.
Good move, Cam, back in a Panthers helmet and uniform.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Newton bends low, takes the snap, short drop, hits the quarterback draw.
I think this is what we need. We need Odell Beckham in a new place, and we need Cam Newton back in his old spot. Here we go.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Coming up, Super Bowl champion quarterback Trent Dilfer. Plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air on this Friday. We've already talked to Trent Dilfer, Ian Rappaport, and Ross Tucker. And boy, are we just smarter for all of it. Ross called last night's game on Westwood One. He's a former offensive lineman, Robert Hunt of Louisiana Lafayette. Back in the day, he was also a tight end and a little wide receiver. As he said to my colleagues on NFL Network after last night's game, he just snapped and took a screen pass to the house last night that he had no business doing. It was phenomenal. Just phenomenal. Trent Dilfer on whether the Dolphins are handling Tua properly and why didn't Odell work in Cleveland and why it might work in Los Angeles and whether Mike White could be the answer in New York and why. All that sitting on our YouTube stream at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. If you missed any of it, also Ian Rappaport saying that Kyler Murray was practicing today and DeAndre Hopkins was not. Cliff Kingsbury calling both game time decisions moments ago.
Yeah.
He did say that Aaron Rodgers was possible to play this weekend, doesn't need to test negative, and that totally makes sense if you're 10 days removed from having symptoms, then you're considered no longer contagious of being COVID positive. The question is, will Rodgers be physically up for playing a National Football League game just 10 days after having symptoms? It ain't easy, I'll tell you that. Just living life. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls in a second. TJ's big-ass grab bag as well is coming up. It's the halfway mark of the NFL season. It used to be right after week eight. We knew it. Even if players and then right around week nine, it was definitely everyone was through bye weeks to get up to eight games through 9 weeks for sure. Now it's kind of all over the map. So it's right around now-ish that we're going to figure it's the halfway mark of the season. We'll give out our half season awards and then do what I'm going to do on game day morning in a couple of Thursdays from now for Thanksgiving, mulligans on our Super Bowl picks. Okay,
I think that's a good idea.
That's coming up. And you could do the same at 844-204. It's a lot of people are calling in to respond to what a Twitter user just called Jersey slander. A lot of Jersey slander on our program. Chris Brockman looked at Jason Feller, who's sitting in for Mike Del Tufo, wearing a Raiders practice pullover. Put his nickname on the back, Jay Felly, which is what your Instagram account is, right? You're getting a lot of pings on your Instagram now, Jay?
Yeah, I got all these followers all of a sudden.
Well, problem is, certainly if people are putting in Jay Felt, because that's what this jersey maker put a T instead of a Y at the end. It's very odd. Brockman says you're not allowed. You should not put your name on the back of a jersey. You don't play for a team. It's not good. It's not something that people should do.
Yeah, Rich, you were talking about how smart we got our last hour with Trent and Ross Tucker, and I feel like
you brought us back. You lowered the bar. You lowered the bar.
Conversation.
Cam Newton has spoken. Jerry Jones has spoken. I'll tell you what Cam had to say in his return to Carolina. You'll hear Jerry. I have no idea what Jerry Jones is talking about. You've been typing his soundbite that we're going to play in a second.
I saw the text on Twitter earlier today, and I was like, okay. Oh, my gosh.
Let's get it.
If this sounds as good as it reads, it's gold.
Okay, terrific. And Les Snead has spoken as well. We'll get to that in a second with TJ's big-ass grab bag, but let's go to the phone lines. Marty in Arizona, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Marty?
Hello, Rich.
What's up, sir? What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to you guys. First-time caller, long-time listener. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Go for it. What do you got?
And, I have the same last name as a former pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Sean Estes, who pitched for the team.
Okay, Marty.
And, of course, I got a jersey so I could get his number with my last name.
I think that's fine.
Now, that's something that Brockman says is fine.
That falls under the
it does.
Thumbs up.
Yes, but would you get upset walking around and thinking, why is he wearing a Sean Estes? You wouldn't get upset because you think he's wearing a Sean Estes jersey.
Yeah, right. Fans of the team would know that it's this pitcher.
You have no idea it's a Marty Estes jersey.
Exactly.
Though. Okay, very good. Okay, Marty, I guess you check through Brockman's cockamamie rules. So.
Okay.
There you go. Well done. Thanks for the call,
Marty. Marty, thumbs
up. There you go. There's Marty. Marty's good. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines once again. Tyler in Iowa, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Tyler?
Well, first off, Brockman, when you're at home, put a shirt on, man.
Thank you.
Put a shirt
on, but it's my house, Tyler. Come on.
I understand, but my Lord, man. Anyway, Rich, I'm going to comment on the jersey thing real quick. I got a kid. His name is Nash. I got him a Steve Nash jersey. He's going to be 4 years old next month. I got him a Steve Nash Suns jersey. I think that's totally acceptable. Right now, he has no idea who Steve Nash is, except he just loves to wear his purple Suns jersey. And I think it's the only Suns jersey in the state of Iowa. So that's kind of cool.
Totally acceptable.
And the other thing is, what's that?
He says it's totally acceptable.
Totally acceptable.
So is it's cool to put your kid's name on a jersey? It's just if you're a grown-ass man, you're not allowed to
do your own? He's not putting the name on the jersey. He's buying a Steve Nash jersey.
Okay.
He's not getting it custom-made. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Exactly. And see, coming from a jersey guy, I used to love wearing jerseys, but then I turned 32, and I'm like, wearing jerseys anymore is probably unacceptable, especially if a person who's younger than you. So I do agree with you on that.
Okay. Thank you very much. There you go. I guess there's a lot of rules, but again, it's being called on Twitter jersey slander. But good thing Del Tufo's not here. He would think it's his home state.
It's not New Jersey.
What exit are you from? I'll tell you what exit that's from. What a Jay Felt jersey is an exit zero.
Trash.
Exit zero. I love it. Poor Adam's in the back now, getting a bunch of calls from people who are just like hanging up. Who's on line five there? I didn't get.
It's not even filled in.
He hasn't even filled it in yet. Poor Adam. It's just okay.
Somebody from Mitchell and Ness is on line five.
So before we get to TJ's big ass grab bag, Les Snead quoted saying, "Odell wanted to get the blessing of the wide receivers before coming to Los Angeles."
Okay.
Obviously, he did receive said blessing from the wide receivers. Want to make sure everyone understands that I'm going to want some of your catches. I guess is flat out like. You're going to have to share the ball. I'm not just coming there just to be window dressing. They wanted to make sure that they're part of the decision. Les Snead said in his vets recruiting Odell, it's pretty neat when you have guys get on their platforms and recruit. Okay, there's that. Cliff Kingsbury says that Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins game time decisions this weekend again. So we might be seeing the Colt McCoy to Christian Kirk connection again on that front. Cam Newton, quote, I'm still floating. Honestly, I'm still floating. I feel like I'm going to say a lot. This is a lot. It's not about me. It's about being an additional piece to this team, and that's where I plan on keeping it. And then he said something that could be a song. This could be lyrics. These could be lyrics.
Do we need to get Trace Adkins on the phone?
No, definitely not. Okay. I don't know, but this sounds like lyrics.
Okay.
You tell me if this sounds like it would be proper to set to music.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Look, you know why I'm here, and this ain't for no ploy. This ain't for no ticket sales. This ain't for no Cinderella story. It's to win football games, and that's pretty much what's on my heart, and that's how I'm going to go about it.
Definitely a country song.
Does that sound like that?
Look, I love it.
This ain't no ploy.
This ain't for no ticket sales.
Oh, for no ticket sales.
This ain't for no Cinderella story.
It's your boy.
I love it. This is great.
What do you think? Doesn't that sound like that's a music lyric?
That's definitely someone either in the country rap genre when emerged the two came together.
That doesn't sound country to me.
Just needs a pickup truck and it is.
Anything could sound country if you.
That's true.
I kind of think like we got something here.
Spoken word.
All right.
Matt Rule added that Cam's probably not going to play this week, but
definitely
he is
not.
But he is going to travel.
That'd be great.
You got to hook up with your boys.
He's going to be on the sideline. I'm kind of surprised at that.
Why? He's part of
the, why? He's on the team.
He's on the team. You want him part of the crew.
But he's
not
going to play.
So what? You want him there.
He's got to get to know the other 52 guys on the team.
What if he's there, okay, and P.J. Walker gets hurt? You're just going to throw him in?
No.
No, he'll be in his pajamas.
He's going to be in his street clothes.
Who's going to play quarterback?
I don't know, but he should be there for PJ Walker getting his ear. Of course you bring him. He's part of the team. Let's go.
Then just play him. It's like Tua. Oh. If you're healthy enough to be dressed, you're healthy enough
he's
to start.
He's not going to be dressed, Chris. And his jersey's going to have his name on his back because he's part of the team.
But he's going to be in the building. Just put him in.
Without practicing? Just throw him in.
Don't listen to him.
He's a professional quarterback.
Don't listen to him. All right, the phone lines are lit.
Game should play this.
Phone lines are lit. Let's get to TJ's big-ass grab bag. Then we're going to get to this is how we're going to do it here. I love this. So much stuff happening. Let's get to your big-ass grab bag. Okay. Then maybe some other people might actually call in. We'll clear phone banks. We'll hear what Jerry Jones has to say, even though I have no idea what it's about. I can't wait to hear that. And then we'll also have our midseason NFL awards for the 2021 season. Here we go, though. It's a Friday segment that's part of a staple. Ladies and gentlemen, TJ's top five, a.k.a. TJ's big ass grab bag. You have the floor, sir.
Oh, let's go. And, you know, like we always do at this time, kaboom. Guess who stepped in the room? TJ here. Now, let me holler at you guys. Odell Beckham, he left Cleveland. He's now a member of the Rams, right?
That's a true story.
So that's like a team. The Rams are on a boat, right? And they're just cruising along the river. And midstream, they decide that they're going to switch things up a little. They're going to add somebody to their to their team, to their boat. And that kind of got me thinking of different replacements throughout history that have really worked out for the person who made that move.
Okay.
All right. So this was kind of hard to really word this, but I'm going to call this one TJ's top five midstream moves that led to success.
I like it.
Okay. Whoa, okay.
Because it's not just for the person who's made the move midstream, but for the organization that brought them on.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, very good. So go for it.
All right. Now, honestly, I didn't know what our guest list was today. And when I came up with this top five, I had no idea that this person was actually going to be calling into the show. But let me take you back. It's the year 2000 and the Baltimore Ravens, right? The Ravens are, if I'm not mistaken, they're 5-3. Coach Bullock decides that he needs to make a little bit of a change. So what's he do? He sits down Tony Banks, and he puts into the game at quarterback our earlier guest from today, Trent Dilfer. And what's happening once they make that move? Trent Dilfer helps to lead, and I won't say he led because that defense played a little bit of part of it, but Trent Dilfer helped lead the Ravens to a Super Bowl 35 win.
It's the first Super Bowl I've ever been to. I was in the building before the defense got going. He found Brandon Stokley for a touchdown, sir. Mm-hmm. So there was he did his role. He did
his part. I'm not saying he didn't, but I'm saying, you know, as a whole. Well, yep. I can't just say he led you. Them. Got that was it. An entire team role. But that move, that midseason move, helped propel them to the Super Bowl.
I agree with
see
that.
See what I'm saying with
I
this?
I do see All what right. you're saying. That's
All right, coming
five.
In at number four, we're going to go old school here. Now, back in 1964, mm-hmm. the Chicago Cubs had a player, an outfielder, who was hitting, I think, 250. They decided that, maybe he's not going to pan out to be what we think he's going to be. So we're going to trade him. And they traded him to the St. Louis Cardinals. That player was Lou Brock. And what happened after that trade? Lou Brock goes on to hit 350, and he leads the Cardinals to the 1964
like the old school
World
Lou
Series.
Brock. Look
it's
at
a little
this.
Old school. And that was a midseason, a midstream move that helped lead the Cardinals to success.
By the way, I would rock a Lou Brock jersey.
I knew that was coming.
That was my nickname in high school.
Let him have his time. By the way, just the first two of these just shows you Same. When if you're going to have a collection that includes Trent Dilfer and Lou Brock, you know this grab bag is big ass.
It's big ass. Yeah. Yeah, I had to dig deep into it. Now, as we all know, I can't do a top five without making some mention of wrestling, right?
Sure.
So that's what I'm going to do here. Back in 19, I want to say, and let me just get the year right. I believe it was 87. I could be off. There was a tag team, and it was a guy named Bill Eadie. He used to wrestle as the Masked Superstar. There was another guy named Randy Colley, and they put them together as a tag team, right? WWF. But then they realized that a lot of people started to realize that Randy Colley used to be in a tag team called the Moondogs. He was a Moondog Rex. So they decided, okay, he's too recognizable. We got to get rid of this guy. We got to bring somebody else in. So what do? They search the wrestling world. They find a guy named Barry Darso who was wrestling in WCW. They put these two together as Demolition, Axe, and Smash, and then they go on to WrestleMania 4 to beat Strikeforce, win their first WWF tag team title, and Demolition becomes one of the all-time greatest tag teams in the history of wrestling. A mid-season move, a mid-stream move that the WWE said, hey, this guy's not working. We're going to bring this guy in. All Demolition right. becomes legends.
I Look had at that poster on my wall.
You had that poster on the wall.
Demolition, here comes the axe. Here comes the smasher.
This may be the biggest ass grab bag of all time.
Look, Demolition, a walking disaster.
I've never heard of those people, I'll be very honest with you.
I know you haven't, but a lot of our fans have heard of
them. I'm aware of
that. All right, now coming in at number two, we're going to talk movies for these next two, all right?
Very good.
And first of all, I want to say I'm going to give a big honorable mention to Rasheed Wallace going to the Pistons. Clyde Drexler going to the Rockets back in the day.
Sure.
They helped bring their franchises championships.
Well, now you're switching to movies, though.
Yeah, they didn't make the grab bag, but, you know, I thought about you. All right, there's a movie franchise, right? There's been, at last count, there was like at least five. I don't even know how many there are, but they had a lead actor, right? And they got to set, they filmed about 6 weeks, and they realized, look, this guy's just not giving us the comedic chops that we need to assure that this movie is going to be successful. So they made a switch. Midstream, they said, Eric Stoltz, peace, you got to go. There's another guy. He's doing a TV show right now. We're going to bring him in at nights, and he's going to take over this lead in this movie. That guy was Michael J. Fox, and this franchise was Back to the Future. Oh. And we wouldn't have five or six Back to the Futures without Michael J. Fox.
There's only
Midstream move. There's just three? Okay. I thought there were more than that, but
nah,
okay.
Three.
You know, midstream move that led to success. Eric Stoltz is not going to get the Back to the Future franchise to where it is. So
give him the shot. You know what I mean? That was good for Eric Stoltz.
Yeah, they tried it out. It didn't work.
Yeah, it's more his speed.
All right, so now my number one. This midstream move led to so much success and changed lives. All right, X-Men. They're getting the year 2000, X-Men starting to film, right? And they've got an actor who's ready to play one of the biggest characters in the Marvel Universe, except this guy's doing a movie with Tom Cruise, and it's running late. It's going over. And now these X-Men people are like, all right, what do? We already started shooting. We can't wait anymore. We got to make a decision. We got to make a swap. So what happens? Doug Ray Scott gets replaced by Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman comes in to play Wolverine. And now you know what happened there. Wolverine and X-Men go on to be, you know, possibly some of the biggest movie franchises in the world. Hugh Jackman becomes a super duper star, and it's all because Tom Cruise wouldn't let Doug Ray Scott off a Mission Impossible, and that's how Hugh Jackman got to be Wolverine, and that is my number one midstream move that led to success. There you go.
So when you've got a collection of five, that's Trent Dilfer, Lou Brock, the Demolition?
Demolition, Axe and Smash.
Axe and Smash, okay. Michael J. Fox and Hugh Jackman, that's... A big ass grab.
Well done.
That one was tough, I won't lie. But as always, looking forward to hearing what everybody else thinks.
All right, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. What is the Jerry Jones sound about for tease purposes? What is it about?
It is about the length of the NFL season.
Oh, because Tom Brady complained about it.
Not in that aspect. Just about how it's a long and grueling, you know, 4 months.
No, I see. He's talking about
That the addition of a 17th game, it's a long process.
So I'm going to guess just on it that it's either an awkward or absolutely hilarious analogy that he's about to make, right?
Correct.
Okay, very good. Do I know my Jerry Jones or do I not know my Jerry Jones?
Yes.
Okay, very, very good. More of your phone calls at 844-2. Thank you very much. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. The Jersey slander people want to keep responding to. And also we have... we have our mid-season NFL awards coming up. And then Chris Brockman, Sneaky Good Games, to get on Out of Dodge. Still lots more Rich Eisen Show on this Friday.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen. America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Ryan from North Carolina here on the Rich Eisen Show. Take some phone calls here before we get to our NFL half season awards. So what was on your mind when you called in an hour ago before the Jersey Slenders off kilter?
Well, the original one was, one thing that I think you might jump on and help preach it a little bit more is the match rule and Trent Dilfer's take as far as taking what's there and being consistent as a quarterback. And look who's had an illustrious career that is probably Hall of Fame bound, especially if he had maybe – kept 28 and 3 out of people's minds, or 28-3.
Right.
I think we all know what I'm talking about.
No, I do know. Yeah, no, so you're an Atlanta guy. Look, man, I appreciate you hanging on for as long as you did and your contributions to today's show. Call back, sir. Let's do that again. But, the thing that Trent said is he's the outlier saying sit the kid until he's ready. And what did he say, that Rodgers and Mahomes are the two best guys that are out there? Brady as well, right? Didn't play right away. Take a look at the guys who didn't play, who are the best in the business, did not play right away. Not even Big Ben, he didn't start right away, right?
Yep.
Eli didn't start right away. Phillip Rivers didn't start. Did Phillip start right away? I think.
Drew Brees is still there.
So, I don't know, man. Justin Fields looked pretty damn good, and
He
did sit for a couple of weeks, but he didn't look really good until this past week. And I think I'm kind of ready for the trajectory. I'm the guy to say take your lumps right now, certainly if a team can. His point about Zach Wilson is that Zach didn't take the easy stuff. What did the Manning say in the Manning cast a couple weeks ago, quoting the great coach Jerry Burns, the longtime Vikings coach, that you don't go broke taking a profit. And that you just keep on taking your profit. Keep on taking that easy stuff right in front of you. You don't have to make that 19-point touchdown throw that doesn't exist all the time. And that maybe sitting there and watching Mike White, that the injury could be the old blessing in disguise. But I'll tell you this. When he said that it reminded him of when he was coming out, and it was Heath Shuler and Gus Frat, that the Washington franchise drafted Heath Shuler and then took the seventh rounder Gus Frat, and he wound up playing. I don't want either. If I'm a Jet fan, I don't want the Heath Shuler, and I don't want Gus Frat. I want Mahomes, and I want Rodgers, and I want Dak, and I want Russ, and I want. I know I sound like Spalding because the football gods have told me I'll get nothing in like it my entire life.
I want a hamburger.
Exactly.
No,
you'll get nothing in like it. I mean, honestly, I've been told to get my foot off the boat over and over again every single year. And that's why, Jet fans right now, can Mike White be the guy? And it just shows you how totally beat up we are as a fan base that this guy had one great game. He, in his first career start, he looked like hot garbage coming off the bench against Belichick and the Patriots and then shocked everybody despite looking lost in the early parts of the game against the Bengals. And then he threw one touchdown pass before he hurt himself against the Colts. Could he be the guy? We're beaten up. And it would be great if Mike White is the guy, all right? Certainly against the Bills.
Yeah, this week.
Dude, you want Mike White. You are the biggest Mike White fan on planet Earth. Because you want the Bills beaten, so the Patriots.
So bad.
Patriots
beat the Browns. And then Mike White does his thing.
And the Patriots are in first place.
Guess who's in first place? 2 seed in the AFC.
That's entirely possible, by the way.
Yeah.
What we have just said for this weekend is entirely possible.
Depending on what Pittsburgh does against Detroit, Pats could be 3 seed.
Wow. Jets home against the Buffalo Bills.
Let's go.
Mike White. Could this be another Mike White coming out party in front of the Jets fans and the flight crew and all of that business.
Give me about a dozen checkdowns to Michael Carter.
Dude, I'm telling you, it can happen.
Let's go.
And that kid Elijah Moore balled out, and then everyone's going to go to Robert Saleh. What about Zach? What about Zach? And you know who's not starting week 11 against the Dolphins? Zach.
Nope.
But it's okay. It'll be fine. It will be. As Trent Dilfer said earlier. So if Zach needs to sit and learn because he's not ready coming out of BYU and he doesn't come fresh out of the box, guess what? Mahomes sat that entire first year and then his next year looked terrific. So let Mike White be our Alex Smith. I'll take that. I'll take that over Heath Shuler, Gus Frat. I'll take Alex Smith and Mahomes over Zach's the Heath Shuler and Mike White's the Gus Frat.
I'm sure you would.
I'd rather Mike White be the Alex Smith and Zach still the Pat Mahomes that Tony Romo said has that ceiling, that Mahomes-like ceiling about him. Of course, that's the only Romo prediction that Romo's ever missed. There's Romo after the Chiefs go into Tampa and beat the Bucs, and the Bucs fall to 7-5, and nobody's thinking that the Bucs could actually be on their home turf for the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. And there's Romo going, I don't know, Jim. Is it going to be the Super Bowl? I don't know. Is it going to be that? And he's right about that.
Yep.
Prior to the season, I don't know. Here comes Zach Wilson. Maybe he's the next Mahomes. Yeah, no. Not yet.
In all fairness, he's playing like Mahomes is kind of playing the last month.
Okay, you no longer can talk.
Fire. Brock, you realize I'm not saying that name of that quarterback again on this show because it just triggered.
Just stop it.
So I'm
just stop it. Just stop it. Worry about your own home. Like
I am worried
you.
About my. That's why I said. Good. I just said I'm not saying his name ever good. Again.
Mark in Wisconsin, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Rich. Hey, fellas. Happy Friday to you.
Same to you, sir.
Hello, Wisconsin.
Yeah, going with the last name on the jersey. I am a fan of it because the amount of money you spend on those jerseys, you want to be able to wear it for forever.
Yes,
so I'm a Steelers fan. I got the Roethlisberger, I got the Polamalu, I got the Bell, and I got the Antonio Brown. Can wear two of those now. But my last name happens to be Brown, so I still get to rock the Antonio Brown.
So there you go. Okay. There you go. Mark Brown from Wisconsin. Well done.
Love it.
There you go. Even though everyone's like, why are you wearing an Antonio Brown gamer? Like, what's your deal? Like, see, don't that's the problem when you jersey shame, Chris, is you don't know jersey the story shame. Behind it. You don't know the story behind it. You don't know the story behind it. It's just like, why is this guy in Wisconsin walking around with an Antonio Brown jersey when he pooped all over the franchise and they brought, he Facebook lived and Tomlin's speech got out there and it all went down the tubes. Why is he walking around with his last name's Brown? And he's a Steeler fan.
Definitely pro.
So that's why sometimes you shouldn't jersey shame without knowing the full story.
Or if by that theory, then you shouldn't like number of teams that someone likes shame because you don't know what the story is as to why that team.
We should still shame.
You're a grown man.
You guys are whack. Whack, whack.
Robin, Virginia, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. Stop trying to turn things to your agenda.
I'm just saying. You're like spitting it out. I'm just saying.
Robin, Virginia, you're here on the show. What's up, Rob?
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
You bet.
I have a controversial college sports jersey / merch opinion that I tend to get ragged on, so I'd like to share that. But before I get to that, I'm actually a Jets fan too, and I just got a Zach Wilson jersey. And as much as I'd love for Mike White to take over the franchise and be that guy, I'm terrified that my jersey is going to become irrelevant in the next year.
Okay, Rob. Why? Just because, Rob? How many BYU games have you seen in your entire life? Are there in Virginia as a Jet fan? How many BYU games have you ever sat there and watched in your life?
I can't say I have.
Okay, and so just because the Jets draft him, like you're going to go spend money on his jersey, like let him play first to see if he's worthy of it, and find a different way for you to be a big fan. I know that's not like the. I guess that's not the copy on the NFLShop.com commercial that I might be reading on game day morning.
But
you know what I'm saying? It's just you open yourself up to this. Unless your name is Rob Wilson? Okay. Is your name Rob White?
It is not.
Is your name Rob Flacco?
I'm all out of luck.
Okay, go. All right. All right. Well, listen. Go with God, sir. Have a good Friday.
You too.
Take care. There we go. This is Rob Legend. Marvin in St. Louis. We put Marvin on this case. What's up, Marvin?
Marvin.
What's up, Marvin? What's up, Marvin?
I know you guys are laughing at us in St. Louis.
But why? Why are we laughing?
I just gave St. Louis props.
We'll get it figured out.
Get what figured out?
Maybe. Well, we'll get a team that's basically our own finally.
Well, from what I'm reading about in the legal papers, you might be able to afford your own soon. I don't know. We'll see how that
right.
goes. We'll see what happens.
Right. That money's been spent 100 different ways already, though.
Okay. So what's on your mind, Marvin?
Anyway, I actually called about the jersey thing initially, but somebody else said what I wanted to say about the president gets presented a jersey.
Understood.
But I was thinking about it. Is Robert Hunt the next fridge now?
Ooh. Great question.
Ooh. Great question.
Here's what I want to know. Do the Dolphins see this play and actually stripped it up?
Dial something up?
Where he's legal to catch it.
Like use him as a fullback?
Too, yeah.
What do you think?
Or is 68 is eligible?
I think it's fantastic because he looked like the natural.
He did.
He did look natural.
I think he said he played tight end in high school.
Yeah. So let's get him eligible.
Yeah.
Right? Let's get him on the field as eligible and let's dial it up.
Give him a play.
And here's the thing. Then we'll have Gaskin step in front and take it in. Look at him and say, how does that feel?
Yeah.
How does that feel?
It's the big payback.
Vulture.
Let's do Belichick game plan for that.
Thank you so much. Well done, Marvin. Well done.
All righty.
That's Marvin. His new nickname. That's Robert Hunt's new nickname.
The Vulture?
The Vulture.
The Vulture.
Nice. He's the Vulture.
By the way, Belichick's going to sign him in the offseason and turn him into a fullback.
Swiss Army knife.
What if he does turn
the
next
fridge?
He's
the Vulture.
We'll see him in McDonald's commercials and, you know,
yes!
Everything. Let's
because
hype
he,
him up.
Because Robert Hunt lived the life
yes.
for just a split moment.
For all the big boys, man.
He saw that ball and he thought to himself,
I'm going to score.
This is mine.
I'm going to score.
I'm going to get it. Because I'm afraid it's going to get intercepted. Does he swat it down? No. He caresses that thing. He cradles it. He takes it upfield. He makes a move. He made a move. Who's that guy, by the way, in the defensive meeting room who just got juked out by Robert Hunt?
That's getting
okay.
Owned.
And then, way to go, Ravens, to tackle him, to take him and cartwheel him and then reach out. It went on long enough for it maybe to dawn on Robert Hunt, this is not going to stand.
Right.
No,
I'm
like
going for it.
It was definitely.
He probably knew when he caught it.
He knew he had no business catching.
Right. Like this was not for me. I'm not eligible.
But still he's caught up in the moment. Like maybe who knows? And he made a move.
Yeah.
And then he goes for it. He's living the moment for everybody who thinks to themselves, I can do it even though my job doesn't allow me to. Football is life. I'm telling you, it's a Ted Lasso moment. Because it makes you feel good. You know?
I feel you.
Oh, my gosh. What a show we've got here today. So let's take a break, and on the other side, we'll be very busy bees, okay? How about that?
Let's go.
We got a lot to get
finish
to.
Finish strong.
Because I want to get to that Jerry Jones sound.
Yep.
I know we've been teasing it. So let's do that. Then our halfway point awards, and then your sneaky good games we'll get out of
Dodge.
Let's go. All right, let's go. LFG, as they say in the business. What business is that? I don't know.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, everybody, when was the last time you thought about your dream? The dream that you have of not at all putting your name on the back of your jersey because it's something that's so bad. That's what Brock was saying. No, I'm talking about the dream of living your best life, of you being able to just live your best life, to go out and grab that brass ring and figure out, you know what, I'm going to go see every single park site in our country. I'm going to go out into the woods and build a cabin. I'm going to go and start my own business. I'm going to go hang out with family. I'm going to live the van life. And you could do it in the most premium manner possible with a Mercedes-Benz van. We're talking about a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, as a matter of fact. And because it's Mercedes-Benz, you can expect innovative safety features like crosswind assist and blind spot assist. Amazing performance and reliability. You can also expect an MBUX voice command system, a five-star dealer network, and an available gas engine. It runs like a dream. So what you need to do is go to your local Mercedes-Benz van dealership and get that Sprinter and tell them your dream sent you. And by that, I mean the Rich Eisen Show. We are a dream. We just heard it from somebody right there. You just heard about it.
Come on, look at us.
Okay. Jerry Jones said, what about the length of the National Football League season? What happened?
Well, Rich, so I was checking out Twitter before the show, and yes. I saw, Jerry Jones spoke today on the radio locally in Dallas.
This is the 105.3 The Fan appearance?
I believe so. And I was like, wow, if this quote sounds as good as it reads on the text,
yes,
it's going to be an all-time.
Okay, so now you're telling me it's about the length of the season.
It's about how
I'm guessing this. Yes. I've been, I have not seen this at all.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, I've told you, I don't. You even said, hey, Mike Hoskins, you got in my ear during a commercial break. You're like, hey, here's a Jerry Jones sound that we're going to be playing later on. I'm like, nope, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But I've been around these parts, not just this show, but the Rich Eisen Show, not just these parts, the NFL Network.
NFL part.
Okay?
This is my 19th season. You were with Jerry like a month ago.
It's my 19th season. I know Jerry Jones, and I know my Jerry Jones sound bites. This sounds like to me, even though I haven't heard it yet, it's going to be a Jerry Jones-ism about the length of the season that only he can think up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in response to, hey, we got our ass beat last week, but it's a long season. These things happen. Let's not get caught up in the whole ass-kicking that nobody saw coming thing. And he uses his Jerry Jones colloquialism to actually make his point. Am I correct in this, Christopher?
Just roll tape and let's find out.
Okay.
Anybody that thought that that we weren't going to have to burn some of these wagons as we go west with the old wagon train and use some of them for firewood and lose some folks on the way or birth some on the way, anybody thought this wasn't a long journey to get to California doesn't understand an NFL season. And so we'll have some more adversity, but we'll have some more pluses, too.
Made perfect sense to me.
I'm glad he said California, because otherwise I'd look it up to see if Al Swearingen told him to open a can of peaches with that same soliloquy in an episode of Deadwood.
Like, has he been reading Grapes of Wrath in the offseason? Like, you know what I mean?
Grapes of Dak.
Like, just Jerry Jones.
Ladies
always delivers.
And gentlemen, it's circle the wagons. So the Buffalo Bills aren't the only ones who circle the wagons.
Oh, Cowboys-Bills Super Bowl.
That leads us into the next thing right here. Well done. So it's a long season, as we just heard.
The long trip to California.
The long trip to California.
Long trip.
It's a long trip to California. Right?
Right.
Where the Super Bowl is.
Right down the street.
Yes. To make a new start. Going to California with AK
in my
It's
the longest regular season ever.
Yeah.
So now's-ish the time where everybody's played half their schedule, which means 8.5 games.
They're about at Colorado right now in the horse wagon?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Depends on your route.
It depends on where you're going.
Yeah, you can go through the Southwest and through.
I'm saying they're coming straight across the middle.
At any rate, MVP, Coach of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year,
right now.
Through 8.5 games, which is week 9+.
Friday, 2:47 Pacific.
Okay, here we go.
Eastern.
Here we go. Whatever. Can you play the music here for NFL films? Because we're also going to mulligan our Super Bowl picks.
Yeah, we are.
So what I'd like each of you to do is remind everyone of what your Super Bowl pick was.
I don't even remember.
And then tell us who's going to win it now. Christopher, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
Okay,
I'll
Christopher
first.
Brockman. Oh, here we go. What then TJ, and then I'll finish up strong.
You want MVP first?
I want. It's all going to be on the same screen. So it's most valuable player, offensive rookie of the year, Coach of the Year.
Yeah, I don't
and
think,
you're Mulligan.
I don't think
Super
my
Bowl
MVP
56.
Has changed. It's the old man in the arena. Is that what his special coming out soon
okay.
is? It's Thomas Edward Brady. He's been amazing. Leads the league in passing yards and touchdowns. And he's great, obviously. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Coach of the Year is Cliff Kingsbury. I don't think any of us thought Cardinals 8-1, especially with the injuries they've had the last couple of weeks with their best wide receiver and their quarterback. An offensive rookie of the year, it's Ja'Marr Chase. This guy couldn't catch the ball in the preseason, and now he's dropping bombs and touchdowns and bat flipping and all the good stuff for the Bengals every week. The guy's unbelievable. My Super Bowl preseason was Bucks-Chiefs. I'm getting off the Chiefs. I just think, just chalk it up to kind of a garbage year. It happens to the best of them. I'm going to put the Titans in there because I do think Derrick Henry comes back, and I think they're the best team in the AFC. I'm going Bucks over Titans in the Super Bowl.
All right, that's your midseason award right there. Go for it, TJ Jefferson. What do you have, sir?
Right, let's see what we got here. Well, I'm going to agree with you on this one, Chris. I don't know if Tom's reached the LeBron level where it's like no matter how great of a season he has, you're probably not going to vote for him for MVP. That happens to LeBron a lot. I think maybe if Tom continues on this trajectory, 25 touchdowns, 7 picks, he's probably in line to win MVP. I'm right with you there with Ja'Marr Chase. You know, and I've been pounding the table to you for Chase all year, and you were like, eh, but I think now
he's still doing it, man.
This guy, 835 yards, 7 touchdowns, 44 catches. Sean Payton was my initial Coach of the Year winner. You know, the Saints are 5-3, and I'm going to stick with this. I think, you know, if he can get them to the playoffs, losing Jameis and having to decide between Simeon and Hill at quarterback, I think he still deserves it. And, you know, my initial Super Bowl pick was Packers and Bills. But then I realized something, guys, as we go through this football season, no matter what I say about the Cowboys, right, I try to be, you know, I don't try to be that Cowboy fan that people hate. I still get crapped on. I try to be funny about the Cowboys. I get crapped on. So I think about what Tupac said when he said, people are going to hate you for whatever you do. So no matter what I say, I'm going to get crap about it. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to pick the Cowboys to beat the Bills in the Super Bowl, knowing that people are going to trash talk me anyway. So I'm going to give them a reason to talk trash.
Everybody wondered what the T and TJ stood for. It's Tupac Jefferson, ladies and gentlemen.
Attaboy, TJ.
Well done.
That's right.
Well done.
Attaboy.
Okay. My MVP is Tom Brady. he deserves it. Everybody's had clunkers. Brady did throw, you know, a pick six to lose in New Orleans. By the way, that's two trips regular season in New Orleans and two pick sixes for Tom Brady. It's 25-5, by the way. It's not 25-7. Oh, 25 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. I'll do the math for you. He's played little less than half his game. I told you one of my bold prediction, I guess, if you will, hot take for 4 downs. Was 55 touchdowns. He's on the old pace for that. He's the MVP of the season. My offensive rookie of the year is Najee Harris.
That's a good pick.
Nice. The reason why the Pittsburgh Steelers could be in first place by the end of this week is because everything is much more efficient and much more successful and much more Najee. I said it. They have to go through this young man. They have to make sure he gets his touches and he runs the ball because it makes Ben much more clean in the pocket. Period. End of story. He's your offensive rookie of the year. My coach of the year is Mike Vrabel.
Oh, nice.
Because you've got to have a one seed, which they are. You've got to have the adversity, which they've had with Derrick Henry being out. And you've got to be coach your head off. And he does it. And my Super Bowl, like I told you, it was just like you, Chris, coming in. It's Bucks versus Chiefs, and I'm not getting off that Bucks bandwagon. It's Bucks versus Titans. Now, I'm going to have this mulligan opportunity on NFL Network 2 weeks from now.
You're going to switch it.
I don't know. We'll see what the Bucks look at in the next 2 weeks, but that's the way I'm leaning for it right now.
I'll say this. Your argument for Harris, I think, kind of swayed me a little
bit. Well, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is kind of, you know, falling off. I mean, he came out like such a house of fire to begin with. Yeah. So those are our midseason awards right there.
The Bengals have fallen off a little.
The Bengals have fallen off, but again, like it's right here, right now at the halfway point. Najee Harris has been spectacular.
They both have been.
And the Steelers are better for it. They're not turning the ball over as much. They're taking it away, and Najee Harris is doing it. Is Tom Brokaw ready? Is Tom Brokaw ready?
Tom Brokaw's always ready.
Please go for it.
Here's Chris Brockman with Sneaky Good Games. Contests likely to surprise you with their heretofore undisclosed competitive value.
All right, what do you got, sir?
All right, people, we stayed hot again last week. So as always, we started 1-11. We're 11-4 since. 2-1 last week. 12-15 on the year. The comeback to 500 is almost complete.
If you sweep it, you're there.
Speaking of the Titans, Rich, I like them. -3. This line looks weird, and usually when it looks weird, it's off, and so you go the other way. But I think the Titans are too good, so I'm going to back my play there of picking them to the Super Bowl this year. I like the Titans -3 at home against the Saints. This Arizona pick is entirely contingent on Kyler Murray playing. He did practice today. He is going to be a game-time decision, but he is trending in the right direction. If Kyler Murray plays, we're taking the Cardinals, laying a big number against the Panthers. If not, I'm going to take the over total of Vikings-Chargers here at home. So stay tuned on Sunday for my final pick. And lastly, we got two quarterbacks returning to action in Green Bay, but I think they're going to be rusty. I'm going under 49 Seahawks-Packers.
And I just want everyone to understand that very rarely will I use this sort of wagering and low rent behavior as a message for us all. But you wanted to give up. And look at you.
Yeah.
You're one sweep away from being back to 500. You're 1-11. You're like, I don't want to do it anymore.
I was 1-11.
Embarrassed.
This is terrible.
That was me. That was you about
that
a month
was me
ago. Look at you now.
And like I told you, Brockman, Kobe once said he would never go 0-8 in a game. He'd go 0-30 because shoot or shoot.
And by the way, I started out horribly on NFL game day morning. I was so deep in last place. Do you know who's tied with Michael Irvin now for third place?
You?
Which is still DFL. 7 behind the winner now, the leader in Kurt Warner. You know
Rich
who that person is?
You were in last place, bro.
This guy right here. This guy right here.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Shaolin.
Oh, boy.
Let's make money.
Sunday's going to be a great game day morning, I'll tell you that. Thanks to Ross Tucker. Thanks to Trent Dilfer. Thanks to Ian Rappaport. And thanks to you. This has been a fun Friday show. On Peacock, we'll take you to Brother from Another on radio. We'll chat Monday.